It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Do you guys ever feel like the freaking construction is following you everywhere you go? The roads that you use most seem to be the most worked upon roads.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's been, I don't know, for me lately. Down here around the Hales Corners, Franklin, Greendale area. See, I live in Franklin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which sucks because to get to the interstate, you got to make a 10-minute drive to get to any interstate from Franklin.
Yeah, but it made sense when you and your wife made your house or bought your house out in the burbs. You didn't have any kids.
Right.
Yeah.
You had no real responsibilities. You could live your life.
Sure.
So they bought a house in Franklin.
Yeah. Thanks for making me feel good about my bad decision.
I'm just saying, you're bitching about the construction. You picked it, dude.
I know. But when I need roads to get to the interstate, like, let's say Highway 100, for example, which, by the way, has an identity crisis, that entire road. Do you realize that road changes names seven
Ryan
times?
Ryan Road, yep. Highway 100. Yep. What else has it become?
Lovers Lane. West St. Martin's Road.
Come on, guys.
It's also 108th Street.
Yep.
And it's also Mayfair.
Right.
It's also Mayfair Road up north.
Oh, my gosh. When I try to give people directions, like my parents, I'll be like, Dad, turn on to Mayfair Road. No, wait. Turn off of Highway 100 to wait. And I'm like, I don't know what it's going to be labeled as.
Right.
I just know the road.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So true, dude.
I wrote down the whole flow of Highway 100.
Oh, God.
It goes from, it's a Lover's Lane way up north, then it goes to Mayfair, then it's 108th Street, then it's Highway 100, then it's Lover's Lane, then it's West St. Francis Road for a bit, and then it's Ryan Road again. Make up your mind, Highway 100.
Make up your damn mind.
But anyways, so that's been torn up. Highway 100 on the south side by the Rock Freeway, right?
Mm-hmm.
By 43, I guess you could call it the Hale Interchange.
Mm-hmm.
So like Highway 100 is what it's called there.
Yeah.
And maybe Layton. So they have Highway 100 completely ripped up all the way down through Hale's Corners.
Basically by the radio station.
Which is awful, right?
Terrible.
So the middle's all torn up, so I was like, all right, so I can take Loomis Road up to the interstate, right? Well, now Loomis Road is also under construction.
Ugh.
So they've got that all jacked up. All right, I'll just take 76th Street from Franklin north up by Southridge. Well, now they're working on that road, too.
It becomes like a maze, and you can't get through without going through it.
I've learned so many back roads.
How far will you go out of your way to avoid the construction? Because I'll go a good 2 miles.
Oh,
that's a good question.
That's a long time. 2 miles is a lot on back roads.
Yes, I'll spend an extra 2 miles, which could be an extra 15 minutes of your time.
Yeah.
But to not sit in traffic.
As long as I'm moving, man.
I cannot take, though, the construction when it's like you sit at a light for 20 minutes in the construction. That's when I really get angry.
Yeah. On a road where you should be traveling 35, 40 miles an hour.
I see Cindy out there with her slow and stop sign because, you know, the chick, of course, has to hold the sign, right? On the construction site.
Duh.
And I see Cindy standing out there, and I've got the stop sign forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And I'm
Cindy
like, get out of the way, Cindy!
You know, Cindy is Greg's wife, and he's probably the foreman of the job.
Like, go out there and hold the sign. Go out there and hold the sign.
Get those union dues. You know what I hate, though?
What?
With the construction?
What?
I've
Everything.
True. I've lived here almost 3 years. Go ahead.
You can vent for the construction. 71037. Where is it worst? Where
if
is
you
the
want
worst
to text
right now? The worst construction headache right now for you.
I think it's gonna be 94 for the win because they have so many accidents towards like Chicago.
That's the worst too, yeah.
I have to GPS my way to work every single day because every day there's 5 different routes to get from my house to work.
Yeah.
And every day there's construction that closes off lanes onto this freeway, closes off this off-ramp.
It happened last night. I was trying to come home on 43 and I was like, I'll just get off on Loomis. Wait, they closed the ramp to get off on Loomis. Not gonna go up to 60th, which first world problems, I guess. But still, it's a pain in the ass.
Right?
Yeah, there's a guy taking the bus right now. He's like, screw you and your car. You're driving 3 miles out of your way.
Right? Poor guy. Poor guy.
Another
poor
guy with no gas money going, screw you driving 3 miles out of your way.
Right?
Just saying.
Point is, the construction pretty much follows us everywhere.
Mm.
It's everywhere.
Is,
it sucks.
It sucks. Yeah.
And it's never going to end. Never.
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 Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.